Welcome to the happiest podcast on earth.
Hey, hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of the happiest podcast on earth. We are live. Is that how I feel like that was from a Disney movie or something? We are live with the throaty deal.
I have no idea what you're talking about, but you're making a fool of yourself. So keep going.
I am making a fool of myself. But anyways, this is the happiest podcast on earth. We are live. The reason I say that is because this episode is being recorded live through Patreon. So a new perk that we're actually rolling out to Patreon in this episode, Club 19 Patreon, silver and gold tiers. Every bronze tier, or basically here's how it works. Here's the Patreon breakdown real quick. You got the $1, the almost free, because we had to do something to get Patreon linked to Discord to track everybody's status and do all that. So $1 gets you into Discord. That's great. $5 gets you an extra episode every Tuesday, which shout out, AJ's episode is dropping today. A little Run Disney special with Mama Tammy. And by today, I mean last Tuesday, because this is live now, but also getting posted on Friday. So we got to think about our time travel rules here. So $5 gets you a Patreon drop every week. So it's 4 extra episodes a month. Silver tier gets you access to these live recordings. You can join the attendee room. You can comment along. You can ask questions. We can interact as we record, and you get to watch us record live, unedited, no filter, a little bit before the pod, a little bit after the pod, maybe before and after recording. But that is with silver. And then with gold, similar to what we did this past week, shout out to Nick, Allison, and Corey competing against Andrew in our Club 19 gold tier game day. Basically, we did a guess the movie score, but it was all non-Disney movies this time. So a little bit of a twist what we've done on the main episodes. So Andrew fell to Nick. Nick is the champion. Corey, close second. Allison also contributed to the page. It turned into a everybody on Club 19 versus Andrew, which I really embraced and I really enjoyed.
I really like the team spirit there. Like,
yeah. Andrew was not a fan. He also got negative points when he got wrong answers, but nobody else did. So I did a lot of unfair game day things that I love to do. And we had
it's not unfair. It's just your little Hunter Hazen twist.
It's kind of the way it is. And that's all. That's kind of how game days
roll. That's the way the cookie crumbles.
That is. So basically, this is the live version. We'll do game days for gold probably once a month. And then branching off of this episode, which our topic for this week, I'm here with AJ. Shout out.
Hello.
Didn't mention you in the beginning, but you are also here. We are talking about basically bringing Disney home wherever you are, being able to do things at home that remind you of, you know, being at Walt Disney World or Disneyland when you got the Disney blues. So I think we did something sort of like this in COVID, and a lot of this stuff was very popular in COVID, obviously, because you couldn't go to the Disney parks. But yeah, so we're going to be talking about some of that stuff and where this is going to tie in the future. This is the master plan. This episode is stuff you can do everywhere. And then I'm going to be doing maybe some gold Club 19 perks of reaching out to certain members to be on episodes specifically about their hometown. I'm going to do Dallas-Fort Worth first because I have a whole list of stuff that is awesome to do in Dallas-Fort Worth that is basically like being at a Disney park, except not being at a Disney park, but it gets you that fix. It's nice. So we're going to do that first. And then maybe I'll be reaching out to some gold Club 19 members about their hometowns. And if they want, we can have them on a main, maybe make it a Monday release, you know, once every other week, once every month, a little spotlight on bringing Disney or getting Disney in your hometowns. But that being said,
excuse me,
AJ, I'm still in the game day mode.
You really are
with Andrew.
It's hard to pull you out of that sometimes.
But are you fully recovered from your Run Disney weekend? 100%.
I am so sleep deprived. It's not even funny. Poor little AJ does not accrue vacation time as quickly as most of her peers. So I had to work most of the weekend am suffering. Like today I was doing schedules and it's just me in a little office by myself, not being like talked to by anyone and just looking at screens and trying to figure out where 180 people are trying to work every single day. And I was nodding off so hard. I got done in time. It was good. It was great. But oh my goodness, I am sleepy. But this weekend was so stinking fun. I mean, go listen to the recap over on Patreon if you haven't already. The heat, though, was wild. So that was its own beast. Florida humidity, Florida summer is back in full swing.
Aren't you running, but we like, had such before a the good sun time. Comes up? Or is it like...
I mean,
nine,
if I
when
was,
do you
know...
When's your finish time? Like 9 a.m.?
So we don't look at time, Hunter. We do not run for
like,
time.
Like, what
we
is
run
the time
fun.
Of day that you finish? I'm not asking so what your speed is.
We start... Everyone's, or excuse me, they start the race at 5 a.m., but by the time we cross the start line, it's about 5:40-ish. And honestly... We go like 20-minute miles most of the time. I guess I shouldn't say most of the time because the balloon ladies obviously catch up to you with a 16-minute mile. But like, unless there's like no characters, we do stop for a lot of characters. We stop for a lot of like rides and things like that, blah, blah, blah. And we have to be very cognizant of our time. But even if we start with like a 30-40-minute buffer ahead of the balloon ladies, by the end of the race, we're usually crossing with the balloon ladies. So we have a good time.
How many miles is a marathon?
26.2. This weekend, there was no marathon. It was a 5K, a 10K, and a 10-miler. And yeah, most, like, we would get probably halfway through the race when the sun started coming up. So we finished in the daylight for, like, all the races.
I just ran my calculator here, which is a reason for the shocked face. So since I'm signed up for the marathon come January, looking forward to that. Are we going to be doing a marathon for about 9 hours, 20-minute mile pace?
Not quite nine hours. I think for Run Disney, we'd do like 6.5, 7 hours.
Okay.
Because there are stretches where there's nothing to do, so you do run through them.
Like when you're running down, what's the main highway down?
World Drive.
Is that a beating?
It is a beating. There are some characters, but not a ton. Oh, really? So we finish usually in about 6.5, 7 hours. Anything more than that, you're at risk to getting swept. But we did have quite a few. Like, we stopped for Darth Vader, and he was a solid 15-minute wait. So that was probably a 30-minute mile that we did.
Is that like, is a 15-minute wait a long wait for a character?
Yes.
Okay.
Because for character stops, and this will be my last piece because I want y'all to go listen to the actual episode because it's a good time. But for Run Disney character stops, they're not interactions. They are quite literally stops. You get 3 seconds. You go up there, take your photo, and run. Like, it is not a character interaction.
Hey, how you doing?
Correct. So like it is boom, 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 you're in and out. Usually the lines are anywhere from 2 to 15 minutes, and 15 is if it's like a stretch. So, okay, I should not have the chat open because I'm reading it as we're going.
I closed the chat because it's
Ryan just said someone needs to make horror fan fiction about the balloon lady.
I feel like that would be a good Disney horror movie to drop on Disney
Plus. That's going to be my next TikTok. I'll make a horror movie based on.
Disney Plus is dropping some yeah, like shows and movies that I'm like, if Bash was scrolling through Disney Plus, it's like, can we just leave those on Hulu? Like, what's going on here?
You need to get the parental controls on.
I don't know which one. Oh, I guess, yeah, I could tweak the parental controls and have it not show like actual horror movies. There was one, I can't remember what it was, but there's like legit movies on there that you're scrolling. And you're like, and we're going to go past that. My 3-year-old
like, don't look at the screen
alive.
Grab. Don't look at the screen grab.
Yeah. But anyway, well, you know what? We can start there. Also, for anyone who is watching live, if you want to ask a question through the episode, you can. We'll have a segment at the end, and we'll kind of close episodes like this, answering any questions that you have. So you can talk in the chat. That's cool. But if you ask a question in the chat, it'll get lost most likely. So if you have a question, ask it. We'll keep it as open and then answer it at the end. Anyways, Disney Plus segues into what we can talk about today. And that is
what to do at home.
What to do at home when you got the Disney blues. What are some tips and tricks, things that, you know, you can't go. Maybe you're a year out from your next Disney vacation, which some of us are. I don't live in Orlando. And I feel like I still go more than the average person, but I still have, you know, 6 month stretches between going to Orlando or say like a Disneyland. But one of the best ways is Disney Plus. But I want to preface this as not a get like watch a Disney movie, but more this episode is more like Disney Parks vibes. You know what I mean? Does that make sense, AJ?
So like instead of watching Sleeping Beauty, we're like, going to be watching the Imagineering story.
Yes. And this is what I had on my list specifically for Disney Plus. If you go in and you search Disney Park, Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Imagineer. If you search those prompts, it'll take you to a lot of like in-park content. One is like the Sunrise series in the parks, which is cool to put on. I remember putting that on a few times just as like you're getting the day started. And when Bash was really little, we just put on like Sunrise at Animal Kingdom. And it's kind of like a fireplace vibe of it's on for like 2 hours or whatever it is, 45 minutes. But that's like a nice little sit back and watch the sunrise, you know, get, I like to feel that park energy. And I feel like through that, through, you know, is it the one day at Disney or what's the cast member highlight one?
One day at Disney. Yeah.
Yeah. That one's cool. You get a lot of backstage kind of stuff going on. And then like the original Disneyland, like the old Walt stuff where he's like, and here we have this and here we have this. Opening day at Disneyland is a good one. And ooh, I just thought of another. Actually, the Disney Parks episodes of Boy Meets World, Full House. Who else had one?
Oh,
remember when they the families would always go on vacation to Disney World and it would be
I
an episode?
Blackish did one too.
Yes. Yes.
They had like all a VIP tour guide. On theirs. That was really
I want to say that you can search them on Disney Plus and find them like that, like the Disney Park specific episodes. But I very much remember the Full House, Boy Meets World, like those Disney Parks episodes. So if you're feeling Disney blues, watch some of those. They're cool. I'm going through my list. I had to find my Disney
Plus. Monk had mentioned the Animal Kingdom show, the Magic of Disney's Animal Kingdom. That is what I put on for my dog as I leave the house.
Magic
because she
Disney's
loves Disney. The animals. It's such a good, it's such
it
a good show.
Is it just show the animals moving around or is it like cast
no,
member?
It's like a nice backstage, informative, very much kind of Animal Planet style where they're telling you about the personalities of the animals, how they're cared for, their partnerships with other like zoos
like
and whatnot.
Like an Animal
in the
Planet
area.
Show, but the set it, is Animal Kingdom.
But it's Animal Kingdom. It's really cool. It's a really, really neat show and I love watching it with Tilly because she loves watching TV. For those who don't know, Tilly is my golden doodle. She's scared of the zebras, which is the funniest thing to me because as an old safari truck driver, I was also scared of the zebras. So like mother, like daughter. But that is a great, great, great show and very informative. And really sad sometimes. They really do show the circle of life. You know, it gets you
in
sometimes.
Animal Kingdom?
In Animal Kingdom.
Oh, dear.
Rip Popcorn Chicken.
Oh, no, I did watch this. I remember Popcorn Chicken. Oh, no. Okay.
I cried when I saw that.
Popcorn. Oh, popcorn.
And they just, well, not just, they released the second season a couple of months ago. So it's a really great show. Okay. Highly recommend.
Yeah, love the Disney Parks content on Disney Plus and not on Disney Plus, but also equally as I was going to say transformative, but that's not the word of like teleport.
Immersive?
Teleportationative. I don't know. To a Disney resort room. It's and shout out to Andrew because he does this at his apartment all the time is you throw on the Disney resort TV thing, but it's not like any like old one. There's some live.
There's some that are live. Yeah.
YouTube.
Some people do like live streams if you look it up on YouTube.
Yeah. The actual events, like it's this, all the stuff that's happening and you put it on and it has the background music of when you check into your Walt Disney World hotel. And there's just a vibe about that, especially like if you're in an apartment, I feel like, and feels like, okay, I'm in my hotel. It's a shared building, that kind of thing. Turn that on, turn the music up, make yourself some breakfast. I feel like that's a good way to start the day. It makes you feel like you're about to go into the parks, but then you realize that you're not, unfortunately. But you can do other things that also make you feel, because after you watch this in the morning, you can go to Costco and you can get a churro, a Tio Pepe churro, the same churro that is in Walt Disney World, maybe Disneyland. I don't know. I think it's Disney World. I think if they're the same, but they are Tio Pepe churros.
Very Pepe.
Tio Pepe. So listen here. Costco has these churros. They're like $1.60, under $2. Disney, a churro is like $5.50, or I think $6.50, actually, over $6.
Your higher price point is, it's probably that one.
I think it's $6.50 because I looked up like a price, updated price, 2024 Disney churro cost, and I think it was $6.50. But that's a Costco / Disney churro for under $2. Worth it. And if I had my Costco membership and was going to Costco weekly, I would definitely be picking up a churro every time I do. And a bonus to this is you can buy a case of Tio Pepe churros on Amazon, 100 of them, for only $120. That is just over a dollar per churro. And if you got the freezer space, why not?
100 why churros. Not? Shoot.
And here, you can cook them, or I don't know. I think you just put them in the oven, like they're pre-fried, and you just put them in the oven to heat them up. But you can take them, you can put them in the oven, then put them in like a little lunch box and take them into the parks with you. And then you have unlimited churros for free.
Unlimited churros. Yeah. Sell them in the black market.
Well, we didn't tell you to do that, but you can make $650 off that box of 100, just if you're wondering. And off of that as well is, of course, the Mickey bars at Walmart or Target. They're all over. I think it's like $8 for six of them. And in the park, one of them is $6. The thing about these, they do have the same chocolate, I feel like. The ice cream is also very similar, very good. But the size of the Walmart Target churros is smaller. So,
interesting.
But listen, it affects the ratio.
I was going to say, that's really important. It affects
the ratio. And it gives I like the higher chocolate to ice cream ratio.
That's what I was going to say.
I'm just saying.
I like the chocolate better than the actual ice cream. Sometimes the ice cream's a little too much, especially when the chocolate breaks off in huge chunks and then you're kind of forced to eat a bunch of chocolate and not enough ice cream. And then you just end up with more ice cream. I like the higher chocolate to ice cream ratio.
Yeah, you're not going to end up with like just the backside of chocolate just plop onto the ground and then you're stuck with just a stick of ice cream. I have done this many times. I've picked up a box going to get groceries and they've lived in my freezer for a week. You can also get them at ice cream trucks because I think ice cream trucks just go to Walmart anyways and buy a box of all the ice creams. But I remember in our neighborhood,
labeled Bash got not one. For individual sale.
ice cream truck, what are you going to do? But Bash got one in the neighborhood and he sat on the curb and had a Mickey bar at home. And it was kind of cool because the last time he had one was at the park. So he was like, wow, this is special. They used to have ice cream sandwiches. I saw the box when I was searching it, but I did not find them for sale now. So maybe the ice cream sandwiches are discontinued, which I'm an ice cream bar.
I see them in Florida. I'm an ice cream sandwich girly. I have seen the ice cream sandwiches in the grocery stores, but now that you say that, I don't think I've seen them in a hot minute. So maybe they discontinued them.
Yeah, they're in like a yellow box. And I saw the box and I remember seeing that box, but they're not available anywhere. But the bars are available. Anyway, so there's the snack. That's the snackage portion of the show. The Mickey bars.
I actually have two more to add to that.
Go for it.
You can get Dole Whip at the grocery store.
Oh, you can?
Did you know that? And I thought I made this up, so I had to go searching for it on the Dole Whip Instagram the Dole Sunshine Instagram. But back in October, they had announced that they were going to be putting Dole Whip. They have like these itty bitty little containers for Dole Whip, and they do strawberry, pineapple, and mango, and you can get them at the grocery store. I have never tried them, so I don't know. Yeah, they're like little prepackaged ones. They look kind of tiny. I don't know how they measure up against the actual Dole Whip. I feel like that needs to be a TikTok that I go and grab all these things and then take them to Disney with me and try them against the real thing.
Is Dole Whip softer? Isn't it like a soft-ish container?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like those would be like, you know, Bluebell ice cream, like hard ice cream.
It says it's made with real fruit, organic coconut cream, and a touch of honey, and it's whipped to become creamy and velvety and whatnot. So we'd have to see. But my other thing, if you've been a longtime listener, then if you know, you know, probably the one thing that I could say, oh yeah, Kennewick, Washington, my hometown, has something Disney. That's where the French fries are made.
I tried to search for this and I couldn't find them.
Lamb Weston. It's not something that you can just go get at the grocery store. Like, it's a production facility. Yeah. Like, it's more for like.
So you're saying I have to open a restaurant and then place an order for 10,000 French fries, but I can still.
And then go ahead and close the restaurant, you know, file for bankruptcy, whatever it may be, and just keep your French fries. But if you happen to have a plug with Lamb Weston, go ahead and get yourself some French fries, my dude.
I used to
have someone that worked there, and I'm like, shoot, if I had known then what I know now.
All right.
But so stinking good. And then Unc just made a good point. The Disney cookbooks, you can find the unofficial Disney cookbooks at like pretty much any TJ Maxx or Marshall's or Barnes and Noble, wherever they sell, you know, like coffee table books or regular books. Yeah. And they have like lots of different unofficial, you know, Disney food and wine recipes or Disney Parks recipes or Villains recipes or Nightmare Before Christmas recipes. Like, there are a lot of people. I don't know if these are sanctioned or not by Disney, but they come up with some really good stuff. So yeah. Highly, highly recommend some
of
those.
If there is a official Disney cookbook, which I don't know if there is, like, there is. There has to be a cookbook that Disney has made.
Has put out themselves.
Yeah. I think
there's tons of spinoffs. And like, also in that same vein, something that we did for my mom's birthday during COVID, because, you know, we were supposed to be in Florida. She was actually down to visit me when COVID hit. And as we know, Mama Tammy doesn't leave for weeks and months on end. So we were going to celebrate her birthday in Florida, laughing as she's currently sitting behind me visiting for weeks on end. But we were supposed to be celebrating her birthday there. So for her like COVID birthday, we like recreated drinks that you would find at Epcot and like drink around the world. Now, one thing I will say, granted, this was COVID, so it was me and my family of four and nobody else because we couldn't invite anyone. But like, you couldn't just get tiny little portions. So instead, I was trying to make like the Arendelle Aqua. And it, I don't know who wrote this recipe, but someone called for Everclear for the Arendelle Aqua. And as we know, the Arendelle Aqua doesn't taste like it has alcohol in it. And I did not know. I was like,
went a little heavy on the Everclear.
Drinking age. I didn't know that Everclear was basically synonymous for gasoline.
Pretty much. So yeah.
Bought this like handle of Everclear because that's all they had. And I bought so much cotton candy and syrup and whatnot. And no matter how little Everclear and how much cotton candy we put in, could not make it taste anything like the Arendelle Aqua. So I will say those blogs that show the recipes, a little hit or miss. You might not get the best recipe, but it is a very fun activity. It's kind of the only one I remember because we definitely blacked out that night. We had a lot of alcohol left over.
I've done two of those. I've done a Surly Sarlacc and I've done the Wild One. The Wild One did not really work out that well because
what's the wild one?
La Cava.
Oh, okay.
Margarita. But that one didn't work out very well because I was trying to make them as like singles, like single servings. Mm-hmm. The Surly Sarlacc worked really good because I made it. It was Bash's first birthday, and it was the, you know, you when a kid turns one, you have,
obviously,
you know,
you're gonna black
juice
out.
Boxes. No, you don't black out. You're responsible. But you have like a sipper drink for like adults who come. So I was like, let's make a Surly Sarlacc. And it was a Seven Dwarfs theme. And I think it was called like
the dopey, Sleepy Sarlacc.
Dopey juice or something. I don't know what we exactly called it, but I made it in one of those like larger, like lemonade punch kind of things. And it was a large serving of it. And when you do it like that, you're able to like make adjustments on a larger scale. It's not as minute and like, oh, you only have an ounce, and if you go over by an ounce, it's going to taste awful. This one, you know, you can kind of balance it, mix it, try it, add a little bit more of one thing, add a little bit more of another thing. So definitely would recommend, if you have a group of people hanging out, that is the time to try to, you know, dupe a mixology, a Disney drink. Versus
you can't really buy small quantities of these alcohols. I need you to send me that Surly Sarlacc recipe if you liked it, though, because we're doing a Star Wars themed brunch to celebrate my graduation. And I'm thinking a Surly Sarlacc would be divine to go along with all of the other mimosas and whatnot.
I will find it. I need it. It uses like the frozen lemonade at like, I don't know, it's like Minute Maid strawberry lemonade, but it's like the frozen cylinder of it, and you
exactly
like put those in
about.
There and that gives it like that little tanginess, but
it's supposed to be grapefruit though.
It's grapefruit, yes.
Okay, I was like, wait a minute, I'm allergic to strawberry. It can't
pink.
Be that.
It's pink. That's
why you were about to break my heart there
after Surly Sarlacc is strawberry. No.
Not just my head that feels fuzzy, shoot.
But yeah, no, definitely like in cookbooks and like just websites, really just search if you want to try something. Like, I really like this at the Disney parks, just Google it and search recipe, and you might find 10. 8 of them might be terrible, but if you find 2 that work, hold on to them and keep doing them and experiment, have fun with it. It's part of the fun, and then you get to enjoy it, and it reminds you of being at the Disney parks,
basically an Imagineer with food.
One thing that is absolutely foolproof is your new Williams-Sonoma Mickey Mouse waffle maker. Only
Hunter.
$100.
Hunter.
It's the perfect. They're the mini Mickey waffles. They're delicious.
I love. No, I love you. You know this, but it
it's
cracks
like
me up that
version,
when you're
okay?
like I'm going to make Mickey waffles at home. And you immediately went to the Williams-Sonoma website and not like Walmart.com.
No, I Googled it and it did the Google shop thing. And Williams-Sonoma was the first. I didn't like go.
Best waffle maker.
Yeah. My mom's in the back like, yeah, that is a really good waffle maker though.
She knows, but it looks very
and
nice.
You can use, I don't know if they still use this brand. What is it called? Golden Malt?
Yes.
Golden Malt is the brand that Disney uses for their Mickey waffles. So
it's basically the one you see at every like Spring
Hill
Suites.
And the trick is they add melted butter in it.
And apparently they add, sorry, I'm like relaying this just in case
no, I did
voice
this.
Can't be heard.
So
you
did.
Add melted butter.
Yeah.
And that's the trick.
I messed this up. I melted the butter in the microwave and then I added it to, it was either like the milk or the egg or something. And then it curdled the egg as I was mixing it. And I was like, oh no, that's not good. So make sure
that's crazy.
You mix your ingredients correctly. Don't add hot butter into egg and or milk, you know, mix the butter in first and then add in the other things that could be cooked. Let it get back to room temperature.
Hunter, I owe you an apology.
Why?
I went to go look at Mickey Waffle Makers so I could find the price of the cheap one that I have and make fun
it's
of you,
the
but the
same.
One I have is $89.
I know, so go for the same price. Sonoma one. And listen, don't be fooled. There's a Mickey Waffle Maker that makes like kind of like pancake Mickey waffles. They're not the same. They're not the same
not
as
the
in
same.
The parks. They're still okay. They're still
big
good.
And fluffy.
If that's what you have, great. That's awesome. But the Williams Sonoma one is the legit shape.
So if I go to Steakhouse 71 tomorrow and be like, hey, show me the Mickey waffles, they're going to pull out a Williams Sonoma.
Probably.
Waffle maker.
So let me see the label on
that.
I
actually would love to see how they make those in the parks. Like, do you think they just have like a giant industrial one that makes like 40 at a time?
No, I bet they make, I don't know. I bet
I
they make
know.
Like four at a time. And
I'm
they
gonna
just have
to go on an investigative mission.
I bet they make four at a time and there's like five of them lined up and they just go boom, 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 flip, 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 flip. Cook, cook, cook. See, but that
cook,
one,
cook, cook, cook.
Swipe. What do the waffles look like on
the
Amazon?
No, the waffles
Amazon
and the one I have are good.
Oh,
the Amazon one with Mickey's face.
Okay. Yeah, so
yeah,
the, if you go to Amazon, the
they're
red Mickey, if you want to save $10 from the Williams-Sonoma one.
Spend it on express shipping instead if you don't have Prime.
Yeah, there you go. Get you some golden malt. Is that what that is?
Golden malt.
Golden malt.
I don't know what brand they use for their gluten-free ones. Oh, it's the
golden
same brand.
Malt
Mama Tammy's the
free option.
We should have just given them like.
I remember this because I went to buy golden malt and I saw it. And Maddie, my wife, is gluten-free, and I was like, "Hey, check this out. We can make waffles. They're gluten-free." And it wasn't gluten-free. It was just on the package. It says also comes in gluten-free with the logo.
Oh, no.
She didn't need
you don't
them.
Know
she didn't
how
need
to
them.
Read.
No, she looked at the package and was like, Hunter, that's no. It says it
you're
also
trying
has
to kill me.
A different kind that is gluten-free. So she knows. It's
funny stuff.
Yeah, it's okay. We made it. Foodie-wise, I think those were all of my food ones. We got waffles. Yeah. Okay. So
yeah, I think that was all mine too.
Next one.
This I just looked at the list I sent. I sent a very small list, but it was all food and beverage related. Whoops.
It's good. It's good. Food and beverage is great. But I've got a few kind of fun extras here. We'll start with this one. As a dad with a three-year-old, I've done this. You go to YouTube on your TV. You search whatever Disney ride you want, POV, front row, that kind of deal. And you put it on the TV. And then you have some options here. You can sit on the couch, watch it, you know, put your arms up, swing, wee, wee, back and forth, pretend you're riding the ride. You know, that's great. That's great. I'm a fan, and I don't recommend this by any means. Do not do this. But I've put Bash in his car seat. We had the car seat, like, sitting in the living room one time, and I had a brain blast, pretty much, and was like, you know what? Hop in that car seat, Bash. Buckle up. You're about to go for a
buckle
ride.
Buckle up, baby.
And I
you
got,
meet the height requirement. Let's go.
I found the Expedition Everest, put that on, held him up to the TV in his car seat, and was like, oh. And he rode it, and he put his hands up. He loves it. So do that. The car seat's a little bit safer. I have used a laundry hamper before, but, you know, the
that's
car
old
seat
school, I feel like.
Has a buckle. So, you know, that's good. That's good. So done that many times.
Just put them on top of the dryer, turn it to the highest setting, and give them the iPad and leave.
No.
Let them just boo, 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 boo.
No. Oh my gosh.
Don't people do that to get their kids to fall asleep?
On the, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Mom, didn't you used to put me on top of the dryer to get me to go to bed?
Yeah, you had colic. I mean, your brain can't process two things at one time, so you stop.
She said you were stupid.
She just exposed you. She just said, yeah, for reasons.
You actually were so dumb, so we put you on the driver's
seat. Oh, no. We had to overwhelm your stimuli.
My little brain, which is so funny now because now I can't do anything without there being a million things going on at once.
Oh, goodness. Oh, goodness. Well, other than that one, I have Disney games. Play not just any Disney games. We're not going to read that one.
Anyways, these comments are getting out of hand and I love it.
We're not going to do that. Anyways, Disney games. Two of my favorites that remind me, actually, I'll say three. One's kind of an honorable mention. The honorable mention one is Disneyland Adventures. So I didn't play this a lot, but the thing that I think is really cool about Disneyland Adventures, I think it's on like Xbox Game Pass, but if you play that, you basically walk around in free roam and it's like a video game version of not a precise replica, but a pretty dang close replica of Disneyland. And you can walk around the park. And I actually played that before I ever went to Disneyland. And I was like, oh, cool. Like, this is here. And then I was like, why is Haunted Mansion all the way over here? This makes no sense. What is Thunder Mountain doing over here? This is so weird. And I got super confused as I was walking around. But that's a fun way that you can go and kind of explore if you haven't been to Disneyland. That's a cool way to do it. Two other games, throwbacks. Disney's Extreme Skate Adventure. Love it. Just played that way too much. But one that featured the parks a little bit more was the Walt Disney World Magical Racing Tour. AJ,
I've never heard of these. You were born
before these games were out. I'm pretty sure. Hold on. I'm Googling Walt Disney Racing Magical Tour. Walt Disney Racing Magical World Tour. Came out in 2000 on PlayStation 1.
So I was born.
2000 on PlayStation 1. I was 5. Disney Speedstorm is one that's out right now as well. That's the newer one. But what I really, really love about Walt Disney World Magical Racing Tour is that it was a Walt Disney World video game where every track was based off of a Disney attraction. So it gave you that park vibe. Everything was kind of themed directly off the Disney attraction. So that's a good way. If you have those games sitting in your closet somewhere, take them out. Play
non-park related games, but like Disney Scene It. I remember that game.
The board game.
It's not parks related. And then for the grown-up crowd, this is not for your children. Please do not play this around your children. I beg of you, do not play this with children. Cards Against Disney. It's definitely not sanctioned.
That's a way to like ruin people's perspectives of Disney.
Correct. There are some messed up things in those cards, but it got us through COVID. Like and it's great icebreakers for like when I was meeting, like living down here in Florida and like meeting people within the Disney bubble, we would play Cards Against Disney and share our shared experiences with the company, either as like children or as like employees. And it was so funny with these messed up cards. You bonded really quickly.
that's not even like the Cards Against Humanity people, isn't it? Like, because if they did,
we got
it,
ours from like
sued.
Some random,
like you have to
random
buy
shop in China.
Yeah,
it took like 4 months to get here, but it was so worth it.
Like, oh, goodness gracious,
it's such a funny game.
Oh,
but
no.
Again, please do not play that with your children.
No, definitely don't. Another bonus one. I spent way too many hours doing this as a child, not as a teenager, I guess, maybe, was trying meticulously to redesign the Disney parks on Roller Coaster Tycoon to the exact pixel, like trying to build Main Street, trying to say like, okay, I'm going to build Big Thunder Mountain and I'm going to do it. And I was like looking at ride POVs for Big Thunder Mountain and being like, okay, it goes down for 3 seconds, then it turns right. And then I was like trying to do all this stuff. Spent way too much time doing that. But it was kind of that theme park vibe video game that kind of brought me back, gave me that Disney fix. And then, let's see here. After those, that was my video game tangent. But I've only got three more. One is park candles. So we all know the park candles. I've got my Banshee Flight sitting on the shelf over there. AJ, what is
ice cream
your
park? My go-to parlor? Is the ice cream parlor one. I'm a sweet scent girly, and it is so stinking good. And it just hangs there forever. I love it. The Grandestino Tower one is also really good. These are all from Magic Candle Company, by the way. The Grandestino Tower, I also really, really love. And then the Yacht Club. I'm trying to think off the top of my head. The Yacht Club one, I think, is the one I prefer for the candles. But the room sprays are the ones I like the most. I think they're a little more impactful.
More pungent?
Yes.
Oh,
in my opinion.
And I thought and the I candles have them at work. Stuck around for way too long.
I'm not allowed to have the candles at work, so I took the room sprays to work, and it's amazing.
Hold on a second. Have you, and maybe we'll have to edit this out, I don't know. Have you ever walked around the resort and sprayed a contemporary scent candle through the lobby?
Why would I do that when we get those room, or when we get the scent sprayed in anyways?
Does it really? I don't know. I just thought it was like the musty carpet is like the smell, and it just kind of is part of the building.
Excuse you. We do not have musty carpets at Contemporary. That would be Bay Lake. No. So all of the lobbies do have a scent pumped into them. Ours is aloe vera and green clover. That is like the signature scent for all of the Disney resorts. Some of them do get a little different. Like Grandestino Tower, I believe, has a separate one. And then like Wilderness, I believe, has a slightly separate one. But most all of the resorts do green clover and aloe vera as like their signature scent, quote unquote. Dang. Yeah, it's addicting. And then during Christmas, it changes, and it changes per building. So like one building for us is like fir tree. And then I can't remember what the other buildings are off the top of my head.
Like,
but yeah,
the,
they pump in through
like
the ACs.
Hotel buildings, like the room buildings, like garden wing, like the, all of those.
Yeah, the garden wing gets its own too. Because like during Christmas, you can tell because when they put a fresh pack in, the entire place smells like a Christmas tree. It's amazing. jolting. But yeah, it goes through the AC system for all the public areas.
Very nice.
Has like when you go to Main Street and they're pumping out the the what is it called, the popcorn smell, even when there's not a popcorn
into
thing there.
Main Street is and this is a sidebar completely, but are any of the Christmas trees, and I don't think we brought this up when we talked about Christmas trees and rank them, but are any of them real Christmas trees? Like some of the smaller ones at Yacht and Beach or anything? Or are
they are all fake. Okay. There's no time for real. Nope. The gingerbread and whatnot is real. The chocolate eggs and whatnot for Easter are real, but like the actual things that should be living are not living. They are fake.
Okay. Good to know. Well, scented candles bring you back. I thought they were a little pungent as they were, but if they're not as strong as you would like them, get the sprays. You heard it from AJ. And it'll just permanently change the smell of your entire house.
Pretty much. There was a time I was using it as like body spray. I would just like spray it and like walk through the cloud because I loved it so much.
Oh dear.
I know, it's so good.
Why do you smell like a hotel lobby? Oh, no reason. No reason.
Why do you smell like a waffle cone? Please.
Ice cream. Why do you smell like the ice cream shop? Oh my. Another one I have on here is kind of reminisce on your last Disney trip. And I do this a couple ways. Some people scrapbook. That's not really a thing anymore. I don't know if it's a thing for you, AJ, if you're a scrapbooker, but
tried to be.
You can I have like a Disney box. I feel like that's common. Like a lot of people have, like, I definitely had like a college program box where like I kept everything from my college program, like whether it was like the paper they gave us when we checked in to
like a room key.
Like not the room keys. I turn those back.
Oh, you're so good.
Oh yeah. But no, like all my, well, I don't know. Yeah. Maybe not pass. No, never mind. But I kept some things.
Like, what can I say as if you're ever going to come back to the company? Like keeping name tags, keeping maps, or like they'll keep itineraries when they used to do like the paper itineraries, like for the cruise ships and whatnot. There's like a lot of little things, or like for, again, this is more cast member specific, but like telecasts.
Kept those.
Do you remember those? Yeah.
I didn't keep all of them. That would be excessive, but I'm pretty sure like I kept a couple. But those, they're like a little Disney map book, but it gets refreshed weekly or daily? Weekly, right?
Weekly.
I think it's weekly. But those are cool. They're like a little help book where if someone asks you a question, the answer is in there somewhere.
So this might have been before my time. Were you allowed to keep your paper fast passes, or did you have to turn them in as you were like going to the ride?
You always turn them in.
That's okay, how, just kidding. I was gonna say, do people keep their paper fast passes? I guess if you don't,
they
go
never got scanned. As long as it was in your hand, it was good to use. And like, nice. The fun part would be if like you're at Pooh and you're me and the line's short and they like show you the fast pass and there's like a 5 minute wait anyway. I just kind of waved them through. I was like, hold on to it, just come on and use it on another Fantasyland attraction or something. And they love that. So, but yeah, if you had paper fast pass, you lose it when you use it. Also, shout out to No Strings, RIP. Are those still, those aren't a thing anymore, right?
No Strings are still a thing.
They are?
Yeah.
Really? Like the little yellow tickets?
Yeah. Yep, the little yellow tickets.
But they're just not as accessible.
They are not for Magical Moments. They are for recovery.
Yes. Back when I worked at Magic Kingdom in 2015, there was one sitting at every greeter position. And
oh my God.
Every attraction greeter position. And we used them. We used them quite a bit. So
yeah, no, there's like a limit to it. There's it goes through a whole advisory and insurance policy and like procedure. It's very heavily audited. Only leaders or FSAs can give it. It has to be under a certain dollar amount. Yeah, no, it's very,
I think it was like $20.
Very structured.
$20, but like our leadership in 2015 was like, yeah, if you want to just like make someone's day, just like grab it and just ride them a fast pass or something. And I had a friend who kind of abused the system for himself, but also for guests. I'm not gonna out him, but he would say,
that's an after the pod talk.
I mean, it was 2015. He was a college programmer, doesn't even work there anymore. But basically, I would use it to write fast passes, like for guests who are inconvenienced and stuff like that. Like Pooh goes down, or this person did that, or they, you know, dropped their ice cream. I wrote one for them to go get a new ice cream because they dropped their ice cream. But I was always scared to write one that had like a monetary value, probably for that reason. I was like, nah, I'll write a fast pass, but I don't want to have to like do that. But then I talked to my other acquaintance, that he was like, oh yeah, I write at least two or three every day for people who are like, oh, go buy a hat, go do this. And I'm like, dang, that's a lot. That's
like a lot. What?
Yeah. And that's probably why they don't use them anymore. But that's a little fun cast member tidbit. But yeah, Disney box. I think I have a No Strings in my Disney box, my college program box, as a little throwback. One that I just never used.
I love that.
But yeah, it's turned into a catch-all of like all my Disney trips. Like I have wristbands from Christmas parties, like all kinds of random things, 12 to I think literally like 20 magic bands all linked together just from every trip and doing all of that. But yeah, keep yourself a Disney box, and you know, every once in a while you can open it up, look through your old stuff and be like, oh, that was a fun trip, and reminisce, bring you back to your park days or when you were able to go. And then I have one more, AJ, unless you have any to add before we end.
I think I'm good.
Just spend obscene amounts of time planning your next Disney trip. Maybe not even booking it, but just going like, okay, let's just imagine I get to stay at the Grand Floridian for 2 weeks. And then you go like, okay, that'll be $10,000. Great. What else am I going to do? Let's do 3 VIP tours. I am guilty of doing that many times. So
or watching other people's like TikToks or, you know, YouTube or whatever to like pretend, oh yeah, no, I'm definitely going to need to know all about Star Cruiser because I'm definitely going to go on that.
It's like, wasn't there one for a while where it was like they're walking into their office and then they slip and they brush their hand across their computer and it shows like a fast time lapse of like flight, hotel, VIP tours, and just
I hate
like,
when my hand slips and I book a $30,000 vacation.
Yeah, so I'm definitely guilty of, maybe it has been 6 months since I've gone to a Disney park, but being like, I mean, what if I went next month, and I just throw it out there, and every once in a while it hits and I'm like, okay, that's kind of cheap, and I find a flight for $70, and then I text y'all and I'm like, hey, by the way, I'm gonna be there for a weekend.
I do that with like, I do kind of the opposite where instead I plan for like the moment, and I'm like, if I just happen to be in Disneyland Paris right now, what's the wait time for, you know, Hyperspace Mountain? And I'll be looking at like wait times and stuff for rides I will never go on.
There is a curse of whenever you look at your app to see wait times and you're not there, you always feel like they're a lot shorter. And then when you finally get to go, you're like, why can't it be what I looked at? But then I realized like, I look at 9:15 in the morning and everything's like such a short wait time because the park just opened. I'm like, dang, I could knock this park out in an hour. But then I remember, like, if you wait an hour after park open, then everything gets back to normal. But anyways, that is kind of how we get our Disney fix anywhere you are. So this is going to branch into in the future. I'm going to do a DFW, Dallas-Fort Worth spotlight of basically if you're in, around, or going through Dallas-Fort Worth, I have a plethora of things on my mind that you can do here that are also very similar to Disney attractions. So that will be coming soon. And then after that, we'll hit up other people's hometowns. So if you're a Club 19 member and you think your hometown has a bunch of cool stuff that's just like Disney, maybe you could be the first co-host of this new little mini once or twice a month series that we're doing. So that being said, AJ, any final words?
I think I'm golden.
We have covered everything. Now I'm going to go play Roller Coaster Tycoon and meticulously try to create Pandora. I will be busy.
I think I'm just going to go to Disney tomorrow.
Yeah. See, this didn't work great for you, you know, because unlike you, me, I'm stuck here. Not stuck here.
I'm having to like revert back to COVID times when I was living at home to be like, what did I do when I was missing Disney? And now I've been here for 6 years, please.
Yeah, this is kind of a hard one, obviously, for you. But I will be in Disneyland a week from this episode posting. So next Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'll be there. Me and Nick hanging out. Shout out to Nick Foster. But a little birthday run-of-the-mill trip. And then, I'll be locked in until August for D23. I might not make it to Disney World this year. Kind of makes me sad.
Sad.
I'll find a weekend somewhere in there. We'll see. But
come hang out. We got a guest room.
Anyways,
as long as Mama Tammy's not hiding out.
I don't know. The decor, you know, the red and blue.
Listen,
ears.
I live I in an old vacation home.
I don't know if I could be seen in such a room. I just don't
For
know if I have.
For those of you not watching the live or the video, We own this house. It was an old vacation home. And as many Florida vacation homes, there are, you know, themed rooms. This one happens to be Disney themed. And the wall painted with like wackadoodle and weird Disney paintings. The other
licensed
one used to be superhero themed and was awesome. Oh,
kind
no,
of licensed,
no
but not licensed.
Yeah, I should show videos of the superhero room because like each one was definitely a different stencil that they probably bought off like Etsy or something and a different like character styles
cues.
And cartoon style.
Yeah.
Pretty funny.
Oof, that's rough.
Listen,
Ryan,
I promise
did
I
mention...
don't sleep in the room with the Mickey balloons painted on the wall.
It's you do you. I got Bobby Frick sitting in a stormtrooper helmet right behind me. I just say goodnight to him every night. But before we go, there you go. Ryan did say Disney phones, and that is something that you can do. They have like the Mickey Mouse phone. You commented back phones exclamation question mark as you
I was confused always,
but they have like the Mickey Mouse phone, like Google it,
like the one
Mickey
that Mouse Pop Century phone. That's like holding he's
yes.
holding the phone
I
okay
so.
I know that one, but I didn't know they had like
but
other
then they
cool
have
vintage
different
phones.
Ones or I have two bonus real quick. You can buy the sheets and pillows and pillowcases for Disney. Shoot, what are they? What are they called?
Hold Savannah on. Something? Sahara? Yeah.
Sobella,
thank you. I hate, don't do that. Do not do that.
Why?
Why would you do that?
Sobel, okay. Sobella, it's the Sobella pillow. I have two of them. And they are the pillow at Disney World Resort.
You actually like the Disney pillows?
Yes. It just
me and my Tempur-Pedic pillow are judging you with the silk pillowcase.
Right. I have another pillow, but I also have these, and it's just nice to lay your head. I think a Disney Resort bed is the most comfortable bed. Am I off? I think it is. Maybe it's
because it's a
special occasion for me.
Do you like your bed to be rock solid?
Maybe I do.
Personally,
maybe I like a firm sleeping surface.
I like sleeping on a cloud. I have a Tempur-Pedic. Mm. I have a nice cushy mattress. I actually sleep with a fuzzy blanket under me and on top of me.
Oh.
So I'm just in a fuzzy blanket cocoon. I don't like, literally, we stayed at Yacht and Beach in, oh gosh, I don't remember why we stayed there. It was some special occasion, but we stayed splurged for a club level room, king bed. We were so excited to stay there. And it was like 3 a.m. and we were looking at each other like, do we need to go home? Like, we don't like the bed here. Do we just drive the 10 minutes to go home, sleep in our own bed, and then drive back to club level breakfast? Like, because the beds are just so bad. And I had to sleep in a on a couch for the hurricane ride out 2 years ago. And it was the worst sleep I've ever gotten. Granted, I only slept for 3 hours because I was working, you know, 40 hours and 48 hours. But yeah, no, it's not it for me. Personally, not a fan. You know,
personally,
some people like their beds
for
firmer.
Me. It's that is Disney. Every time you lay your head on your pillow, you close your eyes to sleep, and it's like you're at a Disney resort.
And your chiropractor is like, cha-ching. Can't wait for him to come home.
No. But I feel like that is like, that should have been. I can't believe I did not think of that one. That is number one on my list. Buy the Disney pillow, and they have the literally, it's just the regular stuff on Sobel West Tech. So you go to their sheets sets, and it's just the regular sheet set. And it's like $30. You get the sheet set, get the pillow. I think the pillow's like,
no wonder it's only
$30. You can buy a bulk pack of 10 of them, 10 pillows, if you want to just fill your bed with Disney pillows. I can't think of a better way to spend my night with a bunch of Disney pillows. But on that note, we are out. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you to all the Club 19 members that are watching live in the chat. Hope it was a good time. This episode is going up on our Patreon for Gold and Silver. This is the exact live recording. So if you missed it, you can still watch it. But if you are available week to week, you can also join in live. And then, yeah, every Tuesday, this past week, Tuesday, AJ, Run Disney, check it out if you haven't already. We also posted the Club 19 game day on Patreon as well, if you wanted to compete and see how you fared against Andrew and some of our gold tier Club 19 members. But that is all for this episode. Get you a little Disney at home. Thank you, AJ. And we will see y'all next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I don't know where the stop recording is.
Oh my God.
the format's different. Hold on.
Oh my goodness.
Can we leave this? This would be great to leave on. Oh, there it is.